Oh, friends, I am still totally amazed with yesterday's self-care masterclass. Oh, I woke up this morning totally engulfed with the emotions of that room. To witness a group of ladies all individually focused on things in their life differently, all probably on a different journey with where they want to be, all having goals they want to accomplish, all business women focused on how they want to make themselves better, how they want to achieve their goals. It is such an amazing feeling to be able to give and pour into people and help them understand that they too can make their dreams come true, that they can focus on themselves, that they can really look deep down inside and identify the beauty of who they are, and identify the areas they need to focus on. That activity is always my favorite. You know, not the podcast, because this is what this is going to end up being. But the masterclass is through the looking glass, a self-care adventure. And we talked a lot about the essentials of self-care and how to break them down and how important it is to focus on things related to health and wellness, to focus on your mental, to focus on your physical, to focus on nutrition, sleeping well, to identify boundaries, to understand the need to jog your creative content, your creative mindset, to understand how to really journal and focus on you. I always walk into these classes with so much nervousness because that's natural. I tell myself to just be you, Shy. And really these classes are unscripted for me. Yes, I have a PowerPoint where I'm like, oh, here are the things that I want to make sure that I touch. And then I find that it just happens organically, that we began talking and organically the conversation and working together and identifying where we want to be and talking about real life scenarios just happens. And before you know it, where I think that I'm still on the first slide, I'm actually on slide 10, 12, and 15. And I can just highlight it and share with others the needs to really focus. But just the feeling to walk away and know that you have planted a seed into individuals. The thank yous, watching people just have the aha moment. That alone is success for me. Watching people and listening to people be able to share how they feel in the moment. Panning the room and looking at the faces. The thoughts, the thinking, those who choose to shed a tear, because tears are healthy. Tears are the reminder that, oh, I see this, I feel this, I understand it, I know what I want for me. Self-care, y'all, is needed, is wanted. It helps you in centering yourself. It helps you in identifying who you are and where you want to be. It helps you in understanding how to love yourself. Self-care helps you in being able to love others. It helps you in making decisions that are right for you. Because sometimes we allow people into our lives where they cause more harm than good. And we love these people. We love these individuals. We love these situations. However, sometimes they're just not healthy for us. And we know it. We see the red flag just flipping, flipping, flipping. And it takes time to just say, let me get rid of this red flag and let me focus on me. Let me focus on me right now because it's needed and it's required. Self-care for me. So, you know, this time I didn't really talk a lot about me. I shared a couple of my experiences. But self-care for me has allowed me the ability to share with others. This moment, right here, is totally self-care because my body is just like tense after yesterday. And I wanted to share my thoughts, to get it out there, to help people understand that this is a process. When you're leading others, because that is what's happening, when you're leading others to understand where they need to be in life, it takes a toll on you and your body. However, being able to release the feelings, the emotions, what you're thinking helps you to take that backpack off and understand that it was a job well done. Yesterday, my friends, was a job well done. And I want to spend the last few minutes just talking about how you can focus on your own self-care, even if you weren't at the event. One, sit down with a piece of paper and a journal and make two columns. The first column are the things that I love about myself, the things and the people that I love about myself. The second column is for the things and the people that cause me anxiety, that cause me harm, that cause me fear, that cause me hatred, that cause me the ability to act out. And I want you to spend time focusing on those two columns. Put on some soft music and really think about it. What are the things about me, myself, the people that I'm a part of, the situations that I'm in that I love? Down that column first, the left column. How do they make me feel? How do they make me smile? How do they make me feel warm inside? Think about that. And once you're done with that column, I want you to go to the right side and look at what has made you happy. And then start talking about the things, the people, the experiences that make me angry, that have hurt me, that has me feeling as though I'm less than, that makes me hate, that makes me want to hurt myself or others. Spend time in those two columns, friends. Identify where you want to be in life. And then out of those two columns, write yourself one goal. Write yourself one opportunity to shift and get rid of what's in the right-hand column and add more to the left-hand column of happiness. I guarantee you, if you take the time to do that, that you will find that life begins to fall into place. The pieces of the puzzle start to work out so that you can see the big picture of the life that you want to live. Seems mediocre, but I promise you and I challenge you that it's totally worth it. Have a good week, my friends. Here's to self-care. Here's to self-love. Here's to focusing on us. Here's to being a better, healed version of ourselves. I can't say it enough. Have a great day, friends.